Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Friend. The extraordinary pursuit of the Zodiac Killer captured widespread national attention. By mid-1969, the name Zodiac instilled fear and uncertainty in those acquainted with his horrifying crimes. What made this killer more threatening was his preference to communicate directly with authorities. His delight in teasing law enforcement, making increasingly outlandish demands, and boasting of his kills was chillingly apparent. The Zodiac enjoyed controlling those hunting for him and the narrative around his senseless murders. On October 20th, 1969, 7 police agencies across California came together in a joint meeting at the Hall of Justice in San Francisco. That evening, San Francisco Police Department Captain Lee held a press conference.
Our knowledge of each other's crimes wasn't as sharp as it might be. So we all met with the idea of sharing information, sharing evidence, and working together in the future. And part of the presentation was that representatives from each jurisdiction described in fine detail the particular crime that happened with him. I think we have a better picture of the suspect from this.
Does it look like it's one suspect involved in all of these cases?
It does look like one suspect, certainly in the three that occurred in Napa, Vallejo, and Lake Berryessa. The method of operation is very, very close. The only widely divergent cases are wrong. This is a cab as opposed to a wooded area, one individual as opposed to young couples, robbery as opposed to no attempt at robbery. There's wide diversion in much of it.
48 hours later, the Oakland Police Department received an unexpected call. On the other end of the line, the voice identified themselves as the Zodiac and unleashed a barrage of demands. This marked the onset of an extraordinary sequence of events, igniting a glimmer of hope that the elusive Zodiac might finally be apprehended and halted in his tracks. Yet a twist was waiting, revealing that appearances may be deceptive.
In that call on October the 22nd, the voice on the line told the startled police operator they wanted either renowned criminal defense attorney F. Lee Bailey or well-known San Francisco attorney Melvin Belli to be a guest on a popular morning TV news show. It was an unusual and surprising demand, but one that might edge authorities closer to a killer that they were desperate to catch. The following morning on Jim Dunbar's AM San Francisco call-in show on KGO-TV, Melvin Belli sat next to him in the studio as the show's guest. It was a guest appearance arranged in the early hours in a frantic race to meet what the Zodiac wanted. Over that morning, one caller would call in and then hang up almost immediately. After multiple hang-ups, the caller finally stayed on the line. It was the call they had been waiting for. After advising he was the Zodiac, the caller said his name was Sam.
Sam, just tell us what's going on inside you right now, Sam, please.
I have headache.
Right. How long have you had those headaches, Sam? In a long time?
Since I killed a kid.
What? Was it before December that you had the headaches?
Yes.
Were you in service that you might have had an injury in service? Would you ever fall out of a tree or downstairs? Were you ever unconscious?
I don't know.
You don't remember. Does aspirin do you any good?
No.
Doesn't do any good. Sam, that stuff never did me any good either when I had it.
Sam, let me ask you a question. Did you attempt to call this program one other time when Mr. Belli was with us?
And you called? What?
Did you try to call us one other time about two or three weeks ago when Mel Belli was with us?
Yes.
And we couldn't get through. The phones were tied up. Was that it?
Yes.
Wow. Sam, let me ask you this. There's some reason why you go to a particular doctor or a particular priest, and some reason why apparently you wanted to talk to me or Lee. Is it that you feel that we have compassion for people who get in trouble? Or is it you feel that we can do something for you? Or is it you feel that we have enough integrity that we promise you something, but that we're going to stick to it?
Well, let's find out why he wanted to talk to you. Why did you want to talk to Mr. Belli, Sam?
I don't want to be hurt.
In conversations that were not aired, the caller agreed to meet Belli later that evening. The agreed location was in Daly City in San Mateo County, almost 10 miles from San Francisco. It was information that got out, and alongside Melvin Belli, there were journalists, undercover police officers, and members of the public, all waiting for a meeting with a killer. The Zodiac did not arrive. San Francisco detectives attempted to trace the calls made to the TV station, but they could not pinpoint where they had originated from. In attempts to confirm if the caller was the real Zodiac, detectives called upon the few people who had heard him speak before. Operator Nancy Slover and Officer David Slate had both answered telephone calls from the Zodiac. Brian Hartnell had spoken with the killer in the moments before he was attacked by him at Lake Berryessa. All three said this was not the same voice they knew to be the Zodiac killer.
That December and the days before Christmas, Melvin Belli flew from his home in San Francisco to Munich in Germany to attend an attorney conference. He intended to continue his travels into Europe after the New Year. On December 23rd, a new envelope postmarked December 20th arrived at Melvin's home address. His housekeeper collected the mail and forwarded the envelope to his law offices in the city. When a member of his staff opened the envelope after Christmas, they discovered a letter and a piece of material. White with black stripes, the scrap of material was heavily stained with what looked like blood. They immediately contacted the police. Test confirmed the material was a piece of Paul Stein's shirt, stained with his blood, the third piece to have been sent to police with letters since Stein's murder in October that year. The letter that came with it was assessed by handwriting experts and concluded to match the handwriting of the Zodiac killer. The Zodiac, it seemed, was back and wanted help.
Dear Melvin, this is the Zodiac speaking. I wish you a happy Christmas. The one thing I ask of you is this. Please help me. I cannot reach out for help because this thing in me won't let me. I'm finding it extremely difficult to hold it in check, and I'm afraid I'll lose control again and take my 9th and possibly my 10th victim. Please help me. I'm drowning. If I hold back too long from number 9, I'll lose all control of myself. Please help me. I cannot remain in control for much longer.
In those final few days of 1969, the San Francisco Chronicle published appeals by Melvin Belli directly to the Zodiac. Melvin offered to help him legally and ensure he received fair treatment and the support he needed. He believed the Zodiac was aware that his options were fading, and the threat of the gas chamber was looming larger by the day. His capture was no doubt inevitable. He thought the Zodiac wanted help, and hoped he could stop this ruthless killer. Despite his repeated appeals, an eerie silence hung in the air.
A month later, on January the 14th, 1970, San Francisco Inspector William Armstrong sent a letter to the FBI. In it, he gave details of a phone call made to the home of Melvin Belli while he was still abroad. The caller stated, quote, "I can't wait. It's my birthday today," end quote. Armstrong knew of a person of interest with a birthday matching the date of the call and was requesting the FBI to check fingerprints on file for any matches. There was no match found. It is a phone call that has caused controversy with disagreements over the date the call was made to Belli's home and whether the call really was from the Zodiac Killer. The turning point in the investigation came with the successful tracing of the phone line at Belli's home. Subsequent calls from the Zodiac revealed an unexpected origin, a mental health inpatient institution within California. As detectives delved further, they were able to identify the individual who had made those calls. They believed this patient had called the Oakland police, the KGO TV station, and Melvin Belli's home on several occasions. It was not the Zodiac Killer.
There was, however, one piece of evidence still in play. Evidence that was believed to be from the real Zodiac. The envelope and letter sent to Melvin's home, containing the bloodied piece of shirt from his last victim. The contents of the letter may have been the writings of a killer who thought that his time was running out. But they could have also been the words written to taunt Melvin. Words taken from the pleas of an imposter the authorities were yet to discover was not him. He could simply have been playing with Melvin for his own amusement. His past communications serve as an indicator of his arrogance and desire to provoke and mock those who are hunting for him. Notably, after this communication, the Zodiac Killer never made contact with Melvin Belli again.
Why is life better with American Family Insurance? Because every policy comes with something very special. A trusted agent who's there to help protect your dreams by finding the right coverage at the right price. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto. American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.